B-Pod Studios.
Roy's out today, not feeling well. Hopefully he's back with us tomorrow. But Lorraine,
yeah,
we have you here, and you're involved in some drama with friends, huh?
I know. I kind of wish Roy was here to give me unqualified advice.
He'd be good at it.
So I am caught in the middle of two friends fighting over a baby name. Mm. And don't know how I got in the middle of it. Well, actually, I do, and I'm going to tell you. But I don't know whose side to take.
Really? Because normally it's like black and white.
Yeah, and I just...
You stole my name.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize that, like, baby name stealing was still a thing. So I have a four-person group text, and it's like me and three of my girlfriends from Florida. Well, our one girlfriend is, like, about to give birth pregnant, okay? So she's, like, 8.5 months.
Okay.
Our other girlfriend has just found out that she's pregnant. And then there's two of us that obviously are not
pregnant.
Right, in the group text. So the girl who is closer to give birth sent us a picture of her nursery a couple weeks ago. And in the nursery, like on the wall, had the baby's name. So Kendall was the name on the wall.
And that was the first time that... She told anyone what the baby's name was. That was the reveal?
Yeah, so none of us had heard the baby's name at this point. So we get the picture of the nursery. Kendall's on the wall. Two of us respond, and the other girl who's pregnant, goes ghost.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't say anything. I didn't think anything of it at the time. I just, you know, I don't respond to every text message either. So fast forward to Hurricane Dorian coming towards Florida, and I see on Facebook... The girl who just found out she was pregnant says, myself, my husband, and sweet baby Kendall are all evacuating.
Oh, my God.
So at that point, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a thing. So my...
Oh, no.
Yeah, my friend who's 8.5 months pregnant... Sidebar texts me, and she's like, I am floored. She's like, I'm so mad. I just sent you guys that picture a couple weeks ago. Like, I hadn't told anybody the baby name until that time. And she's like, I confided in you four, and she turned around and took that name. And I was like, oh, man. Why did you text me? Why not the other person?
Right.
So of course, she asked me to like reach out and get some more details.
Oh, really?
Because I'm always the recon man.
Yeah, you're good at that.
So I call the girl and I'm like, hey, like, how did y'all decide on Kendall? I saw that you guys put, you know, out on Facebook that you were naming the baby Kendall.
Let me just ask this. Do you think the answer you're going to get is the true answer? Like, don't you think at this point she's like, she's not going to tell you I saw it off of her wall and I loved it? Right? I mean, she's going to lie to you.
Honestly, I don't know what I thought I was going to find out.
Unless it's a family name or...
Right. So, you know, coincidence, I don't know. Maybe, like...
She came up with the name first? I don't know. That other person who put the name on the wall...
Right.
Probably was sitting on that name and did the big reveal intentionally.
For a long time. Yeah. Right. So, the girl who just found out she was pregnant... She starts kind of like backpedaling, and in my opinion, was a little bit of a backpedal.
I thought so.
And she said that she thought that it would be sweet that they both had the name Kendall and they would grow up together. So they could be like Kendall Square, K squared.
My mouth is open. My jaw's open because she just admitted that she didn't know the name of that baby. So the minute she saw the name of the baby on the wall.
So she never admitted to actually stealing the baby name, but she was directed, like, you know, you redirect questions, and she kept saying, like, oh, who cares? I just think it'll be sweet that they grow up together and have the same name.
So do you think that, okay, from the outside looking in for me, she's, no matter what that baby was going to be named, your friend was going, the friend who just found out she was pregnant was going to match the name? Am I missing that?
No, that's right.
Yeah. So if she picked Megan, your friend who was recently pregnant, just found out she was pregnant, was going to pick the name Megan so that they can match names? Is that what you're vibing?
I don't, I, I don't know. I think she maybe just really liked the name Kendall and then heard it and was like, oh, I really like that too.
Okay.
And like maybe subconsciously, I don't know, because I had a similar situation when I was pregnant with Cashton that somebody said that I was trying to steal their baby name. It wasn't Cashton. It was another name. But it was like a conversation that I had had, I mean, probably when I first found out I was pregnant, and we didn't choose Cashton's name until towards the end. You got mommy brain, like a million three things happen. Like, yeah. I didn't realize where.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The name came from, and then when that person pointed it out, I was like, okay, I don't need the drama. Like, and I liked Cashton better anyway. My husband liked the other name, so I don't know. I just feel like.
Did you respond to your pregnant friend, the original Kendall?
Yeah,
and told her that she thought that it would be fun for them to both have the same name.
Yes, and now my 8-month pregnant friend wants to change the baby's name.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, that's stupid. You're not changing the baby's name.
Holy cow. All right. We need to hear from y'all. Weigh in on this, please. Is baby stealing, name stealing a thing? Did someone steal your baby name? You could talk to us about that. You could also decide if it's cute, in your opinion, for the two babies to have the same name. I guess I would just say newly pregnant girl should have reached out to 8-month-old girl, pregnant girl, and said, hey, I'm going to thinking about us having the same names.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That would make sense. All right. 704-570-9595. Did someone steal your baby name? Damn, Loren, you're always involved.
Always.
It's the Manny Roy and Loren show.
It's 95.1.
No Roy today. He's under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian on the Outer Banks. You can go and get all the information you need at kiss951.com underneath the Kiss Storm Center. Whole bunch of good things there, including like where to bring pets if you're coming in from the coast and you're listening to our voices. There's all that information up at kiss951.com. And we turn our attention to Loren, who just told an amazing story about a baby name that was stolen between two friends of hers.
Yeah. Cliff Notes, I have two friends. One is far more pregnant than the other. Had revealed her baby name in a group text. And then my girlfriend, who just found out she was pregnant, put on Facebook that she was also naming the baby Kendall is the name in question.
Now, she said the baby who the woman who is just found out she was giving birth or, you know, was pregnant, said that she named the baby Kendall because she thought it would be cute for the two kids to grow up with the same name.
Yeah.
But she did that without discussing it with the other mother.
Right.
Small issue. Mm-hmm. Is baby name stealing a thing? This is Jackie in Hendersonville. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that baby name stealing, it is a thing, but I feel like it shouldn't be. you know, I had my son, his name is Malachi, and he's 5, and I actually had a friend who we're friends on Facebook, and we know each other through other friends that we have, and she had her son 2 years ago and named him Malachi. It didn't bother me at all. It's just a name. I think it should be flattering, you know, but it is a baby name stealing, like the offense with it, it is a thing that I really feel like it shouldn't be.
Yeah, Jackie, I just actually got a text message to the studio line here from someone who was going to name their 7-month-old Cashton, which is my son's name, which they heard it on the show. Thought it was a cool name. They were going to name their son Cashton. They ended up having a girl, but now her sister-in-law is pregnant, and they're naming their boy Cashton. I am flattered by that, and I think it's really cool. I know I don't have the only Cashton that's ever going or has ever been.
Exactly.
But I think the problem is that these two friends are a little too close. Like, there's not enough separation between the two to have this go down.
I see. Yeah, I can definitely see where your friend would be upset here in this situation, but I definitely feel like in a lot of other situations, baby name stealing, it shouldn't be a thing.
Right.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks for listening to the show. We sure do appreciate it out there in Hendersonville.
Of course.
Where the Apple Festival was this past weekend, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks. Here's Stacy in Charlotte. Good morning, Stacy. Stace?
Hi.
Hey, go ahead. Stacy, are you there?
Could you hear?
No. Call us back, Stacy. Her phone must have been bad. Somebody really close to her did this to her.
Oh.
So I'd love to hear from Stacy. Tina in Boone. Good morning, Tina.
Hi.
Go ahead. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. What do you want to say?
So when my daughter was born in early 90s, I had a name picked out for her that I had picked out for a long time. And when she was born, there was one baby in the nursery at the time. It was 3 days old and it didn't have a name. And within an hour, they had taken my daughter's name. And this middle name spelling was different. It was identical.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. But, I mean, are you mad at that, though? Because you're never going to see that person again.
Well, actually, it's a small town, and that family is rough. So this other girl has baby daddies all over town. My daughter married her high school sweetheart. Now, thankfully, she went to NC State, so she's living down there. But in high school, she had to grow up with people saying...
Like, which one is it?
Comments.
Yeah.
So not only was it the first name, Tina, you also said the middle name.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
and spelling identical.
That's a full thiefery.
Yes.
Thanks, Tina.
And that baby was 3 days old. They had no name for that baby.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Yep, they were sitting on it.
You know, with a situation like that, thank you, Tina, for the call. Maybe the family says, hey, Tina, we're so in love with the name. You know, we're going to don't ask for permission, but just say, just so you know, that's why we did it.
Afterwards?
Yeah, you say it afterwards.
I guess so. 980 just texted in and said, it's not cute. The newly pregnant girl needs to come up with another name and stop being lazy. She's got 9 months. Brandy from Gastonia.
Jennifer and Hickory. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
All right, somebody steal the baby name?
Yeah, so my ex-fiance and I had picked out baby names together because we were getting married. You know, we wanted to start a family. Well, we ended up breaking up. And quite quickly after we broke up, he got another girl pregnant, and they ended up naming their son the name we had picked out.
Ooh. That I feel like that stings worse than a friend doing it.
Well, Ren with that evil laugh.
I'm sorry. That I would be so angry. Like, that was our name.
I would never name my kids those names now.
But would you, I wonder if you would have used that with someone else. You know what I mean? Because like you came up with that name together. So is it really okay for either of you to use that name at that point?
Right. No, I probably would not have, but he did.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for listening out there in Hickory. I got so many text messages and more people on hold. So we'll do this. We'll take these calls off the air, put them up on the Rap Party podcast that you can listen to at 10 a.m. this morning, and you get like bonus MRL today. It's free, and it's all through the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.